Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences that we all encounter in our lives and how to use those moments to drive forward progress and great momentum in our lives. And this week, I want to talk about being honest with ourselves, because if you were to ask me something that really just makes me mad, grinds my gears, frustrates me in a way that I can barely manage it, you know, things that just grind my gears, make me crazy, make me just absolutely frustrated, is when somebody else lies to me. When somebody tells me that they're going to do something and they don't do it. When somebody commits to something to me and then doesn't follow through on it. When somebody promises that something's going to happen and it doesn't. Or they promise me that something will never happen again and then it does. And that just makes me feel so frustrated, and I get so angry, and I get fired up, and I'm ready to go confront that person, and I'm ready to give them all of the proof and the backup and everything that they need to see exactly how dishonest they were to me and how much that impacted me and how frustrated I am about it and how they're no good and whatever other things that might come to my mind to say to them. And I'm ready to go, and I'm just angry, and I'm fired up, and I'm teed up, and everything is ready to go. And that's just something that makes me crazy. It's just, I hate that. Don't lie to me. You know, do whatever you want to do. Make dumb decisions. Do things that are inconsiderate. That's fine. I can be patient with that. I can get over that. But don't lie to me about what you're doing. And this is just something that it's just a personal thing that really, really just gets to me. And it's something that I have to work really hard to overcome so I don't fly off the handle and lose control of myself because of what somebody else is doing. And then I think about, but what about for myself? How often do I lie to myself? And why don't I hold myself accountable in the same way that I'd be happy to hold somebody else to? I know that I can pull up a list of proof to show exactly how dishonest somebody's been to me. I know that I can get fired up and emotional and passionate about it when somebody doesn't follow through on a commitment that they've made. And then I think about myself and I say, how many times have I said, I'm going to go to the gym in the morning? Or how many times have I said, I'm going to take on this new task, or I'm going to add this new habit into my life, or I'm going to stop eating junk food late at night, or I'm going to start cooking my own meals instead of eating out as much, or any of those other things that happen in life. I'm going to be more financially responsible. I'm going to spend more time without my phone in my hands and dedicate that time to things that are really important and stop just wasting my mental energy on things that don't matter at all. How many times have I said those things to myself and not followed through on them? And I don't find myself as often looking at myself in the mirror and saying, you lied to me. This is something that I would never accept from somebody else. I would never accept that somebody else had told me they were going to do something and didn't. I would never accept that somebody had committed something to me and didn't follow through on it without at least having a real, direct, honest conversation about it with them. But for some reason, I'm willing to cut myself slack on things where I'm being dishonest, disingenuous with myself, that I'm not following through on the things that I said that I was going to do. And I can find ways to justify that to myself when it's coming from me. And that's something that holds me back, and I'm sure holds some of you back as well, that you look at yourself and instead of saying, I'm going to hold myself accountable, hey, Mike, you lied to yourself. You weren't honest with yourself about this. You committed to this and you didn't do it. It's time to make a change. Show that you're going to do this. Prove it. Because right now I have no reason to trust you because you haven't showed me that you're going to do this. And it's right. Trust is consistency over time. And so maybe I don't trust those things right away, but I know that if somebody lies to me or somebody does something that's hurtful to me, they can get my trust back by consistently doing the right things, by making up for those actions over time. It's not going to be the first time that I just move on and I forget that they've lied to me in the past or hurt me in the past. But if they tell me the truth and they follow through on their actions and their commitments over and over and over again for a long time, then I know that I can rebuild that trust with that person. And it's the same thing in my life with myself, but I don't hold myself accountable for it. And so I sometimes don't start taking those actions, and I don't do the thing that I said that I was going to do. I don't follow through on my commitments to myself. And this is something that I'm only hurting myself by not doing. And well, that's, you know, I'm going to take that back. I'm not only hurting myself. Maybe that's why I can justify it to myself as I'm going through this and as I'm making excuses. It's because I say, yeah, but it's only myself. I only hurt myself as I do this. Nobody else is impacted by it. And that's not true. I'm holding whatever my best self is back from the world. I'm preventing my purpose from being fulfilled. I'm stopping myself from being able to help somebody that I might be able to help if I followed through on everything that I had committed to, on everything that had come to my mind that was important and that mattered to me. And I don't know why it is, but we find it so easy to hold other people accountable for their actions. We find it so easy to tell other people how they've failed and how they've not followed through and how they've dropped the ball on their commitment. And we do the same things to ourselves on a daily or weekly or monthly basis. And we just say, yeah, that's all right. There's always tomorrow. I'll make it up later. I can do this some other time. And then we don't do it tomorrow or make it up later or do it some other time. We still continue to allow ourselves to just lie to ourselves and don't hold ourselves accountable for the things that we should be holding ourselves accountable for. We find it so easy to make those excuses and hold ourselves back from achieving the thing that we really want to achieve and accomplish. And it's because for some reason we find that it's okay to do things that hold ourselves back, that are harmful to ourselves, and not be intellectually honest about it and not hold ourselves accountable for what we're doing. We find ways to excuse our own behavior. And maybe it is because we say it's only hurting me, and that's just not true. And maybe that's the perspective that needs to change if you find yourself struggling with that mentality, is it's not only hurting you. It's hurting everybody that you interact with in your life because you're holding yourself back from becoming the best version of yourself, from being able to give the most of you back into the world by not following through on those things that you said that you're going to do. And it's something that if we just shifted the perspective to ourselves and shifted our focus inward and said, I'm going to hold myself accountable for this. I didn't follow through on this, and that makes me frustrated and angry, and that makes me feel like I need to do something about it, and I need to address that, and I need to go to that person. And if that person is me, and I need to go to myself and say, Mike, stop lying to yourself. Stop holding yourself back. Don't fool yourself anymore, and actually go do these things that you know are important to you, that mean something to you, that will help make you better and move you towards the future that you really want to accomplish. And that's how I can hold myself accountable. And that's how you can hold yourself accountable, is just by treating yourself with the same level of accountability as you would somebody else. Somebody else who will never be able to impact you in the same way that you can impact yourself. Nobody else's actions or inactions will have the same impact on your life as your own actions or inactions. You have the biggest impact that anybody ever could have on your life. And for some reason, we can find ourselves so easily excusing our behavior and letting the lies go, letting the dishonesty go, building distrust in ourselves instead of holding ourselves accountable. And that is the change that needs to happen if you want to get to your best self and your best situation. And that's something that I need to work on to get to my best self and my best situation along with you, is that I can't keep lying to myself and letting it slide. I can't keep accepting that behavior in my life of saying that I'm going to do something, or that I'm going to change something, or I'm going to be something, and then not doing anything about it. That's something I would never accept from somebody outside of myself. That's something I would never accept from a friend or a family member or a coworker. Those are things that I would never let slide without addressing them directly and demanding change and showing the impact that that has on me and my outcomes in my life. I feel those things so strongly when it comes to outside influences on my life. And I find it sometimes so easy to just hold myself back and say, yeah, it's not a big deal. It's only you. It's only you, Mike. Nobody else is going to know or care or see. It's only you. And that is where we can change our perspective and change our outcomes and drive incredible progress in our life is just by holding ourselves to the same standard that we hold other people to. And if we can't hold ourselves to that standard, then how could we hold somebody else to something that we won't even demand from ourselves? That's what I got for this week. I hope this is valuable to some of you out there, that this can help you drive that progress in your life that you're looking for and help you shift your focus to get to where you're trying to get to. And remember that you need to hold yourself accountable in the same way that you hold other people accountable. Stop holding yourself back and go do those things that you know you want to do. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.